Welcome to Live Life Better. I'm your host, Annette Weiser. And did you know that 3 in 10 Americans set a resolution each year, but very few of us succeed? Well, here's some behavior change experts believe that there are easier ways to achieve all your goals. So the first one is don't call it a resolution. It often carries a sense of guilt or pressure. Think about it like an intention. Ask yourself what you want more or less of in your life. And, you know, it's not about losing weight and it's not about eating the right foods or exercising more. Tie your goals to a deeper emotional driver, and then they become sustainable instead of punishing. If you want to feel more joy, ask yourself what sparks it. Is it connecting with others? Is it dancing? Is it getting a cat? And start small. In January, reach out to acquaintances who you would like to know better. In February, maybe focus on meeting new people. Intentions work because they expand over time. The other thing is to harness the power of cues. Prime your environment with cues to change that feel effortless. If you want to read more books, for instance, put a novel on the nightstand. If you want a garden, then go ahead and get some plants and maybe take a book out from the library and put some plants in your room. If you want to change the atmosphere in your room, think about it. Candles. Think about the art. Think about refreshing it with images that inspire. Change is contagious. If you like to walk more, reach out to neighbors who want to do the same. It's really important. Try to connect and make changes that include joy. The same thing is true with your clothes. Go through your clothes. It's a great time of year. If you hate everything in your closet, then make some outfits, hang them up, give the rest away. And most of all, try to go alcohol-free and spending-free for January, because it allows you to see what joy you have in not spending and not buying and not drinking. It frees the mind and helps you basically recenter yourself. Ask yourself about the joy. And I love that Hoda has started Joy 101, and I've shared some of these with you. Follow her on social media. They're very helpful. She gives you some snapshots that you can just really have in front of you and share with friends. And I'd love to share with friends. I'd love to share these on text and then ask friends what they think. Rev momentum. Tap your learning goals. There's goal setting and, you know, performance goals and learning goals. And I love the learning goals because learning goals require a new skill, like driving a stick shift, learning Spanish. I love that YouTube can help you with so many learning things. And setting strict deadlines can really backfire, and putting pressure on yourself to achieve a goal by a certain date, that doesn't help. Ask questions like, did I learn to speak French better by doing Duolingo, or should I take a class? Test your progress, not the outcome. You know, one of the niftiest ways to increase success is picture someone seeing you achieve a goal. You know, I felt this way 2 years ago when I sat down with Joe Bordeaux, our president, and said, I would like to be a radio broadcaster and contribute and create an online on-air magazine for Radio St. Pete. I visualized it. I had like a lookbook and a mood board, and it happened 2 years later. This is what I'm doing. It's true that in one study, people were more likely to vote when they visualize someone watching them do it. That's because we all want to appear a certain way to others. When we envision an audience, we tap into the social need and boost our motivation. And I love the idea of a mindset shift. That changes everything. You know, you imagine who you want to become. What happens does that person have? Motivation is something that happens to you. Discipline is something you choose. And so if you want to gain more health, than you want to lose weight, then make a mood book, make a vision book, and put that up on a bulletin board on your wall. Watch what happens when your story grows bigger than the challenge. So here's to health, hope, and the joyful side of transformation in 2026 for Live Life Better. I am your host, Nanette Weiser. Remember, folks, we're all in this together.